Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Tva Ganapati Gung Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पतानक्षरण्वन्नोति विक्सीदसादनं प्रणोदेवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजिनीवती दीनामवित्रयवतो गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरः ॐ ॐ श्रीमहागणाधिपतये नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां श्रीकण्ठाराध्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् सदाशिवं शिवां स्कन्दं केशवं पद्मसम्भवं नन्दीश्वरं कुम्भयोनिं भरद्वाजात्रिगौतमान् नमोऽस्तु गुरवे नित्यं श्रीकण्ठशिवयोगिने श्रुतिसारशिवविशिष्टाद्वैतपरभाष्यविदायिने जगद्गुरु श्रीरेणुकाचार्यामङ्गलं देहि प्रभो त्रैलोक्यसम्पदालेख्यसमुल्लेखनवित्तये सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय शिवाय ब्रह्मणे नमः यामागुक् सर्वलोकानां प्रकृतिं शास्त्रपारगाहातां धर्मचारिणीं शम्भोः प्रणमामि परां शिवाम् अमृतार्तं प्रपन्नार्तां यासुविद्याप्रदायिनी अहर्निशमहं वन्दे ताम् ईशानमनोरमां ददीचिमुपमन्युञ्च मार्कण्डेयं पराशरं श्वेताचार्यं तच्छिष्यं नीलकण्ठशिवाह्वयम् साम्बशिवाय नमः. So last week, last Saturday and Sunday, we saw the episode of Upamanyu Maharshi from Mahabharata. So a quick recap on how it started. Yudhishthira asks about the glories of Lord Shiva to Bhishma, who is lying on the arrow bed. And then Bhishma expresses his inability. I am quite incapable. Bhishma says, I am quite incapable of glorifying the Supreme Lord, Mahadeva. If someone can explain about Lord Shiva to some extent, it can be done only by Krishna or Narayana. So he requests Vishnu to glorify Mahadeva. And then Vishnu, that is Krishna, starts off saying his experience of meeting Upamanyu Maharshi. And then he meets Upamanyu Maharshi. Upamanyu Maharshi glorifies that every deity, Deva or Asura or Yogin, everybody have gratified Mahadeva and got boons from Mahadeva, and he shares their experience, and he finally comes to his own experience on how he approached, how he got the vision of Mahadeva. And then he received the knowledge of Lord Shiva from his own mother. His mother glorifies Mahadeva, and then he says, just worship Mahadeva alone, casting aside everything. Shiva eko dyeyaha. There is nothing apart from Mahadeva. Just surrender unto him, not worshipping anybody. That's what the Vedas and Upanishads also say. So finally he comes to that conclusion, and then he does terrible penance. And then we saw Indra appearing in front of him, and then ready to grant him boons. And Upamanyu Maharshi said, I'm not interested in acquiring boons from you. I'm ready to even be born in the group of Chandalas, that is the fifth class of men, or even a worm or an insect, I'm not interested in acquiring the post of the king of the universe that is granted by you at the behest of Pashupati. If Mahadeva wills, I'm ready to even become a worm or an insect. So, but I will only get boons from Mahadeva and not from anybody. And then Indra posts the question again. So why do you say that he is the supreme reality? How do you say that the nature of being the supreme, how do you attribute that nature of being the supreme to Mahadeva? And then Upamanyu Maharshi gives a big lecture saying that he only can be the supreme reality. He describes the various leelas of Lord Shiva, and finally he says, Pullingam sarvamishanam strilingam biddhi chapyuman dvabhyam tanubhyam vyaptam hi characharam idam jagat. Whatever you see in this world is a male and female. There is a male in every animals or mammals or reptiles or human beings or devas or asuras or anybody, even yogins. You see that male and female aspect within everybody. So Brahma has the sign of lotus, Vishnu has the sign of chakra, and Indra has the sign of thunderbolt. Whereas Parashakti is that ultimate female. aspect, and the ultimate male aspect is Mahadeva. So everybody from the blade of a grass till Vishnu are Amshas of that Mahadeva, and from the blade of a grass till Lakshmi, everybody are Amshas of that Parashakti. So in this way he says only Parashakti and Paramashiva can be the supreme and no one else. And after saying this, this is where we are going to continue the Katha. This is where we stopped. So he describes, he gives a big discourse. Upamanyu Maharshi, our dear Upamanyu Maharshi, gives a big discourse to Indra. And then, Eva muktvatu devendram duhkadakuli tendriyaha nam prasidati me deva kimetat iti chintayan. So having said these words, Upamanyu Maharshi, having said these words to Indra, he was overwhelmed with grief. So even now I have done thousands of years of penance. Even now Mahadeva has not been, have not been gratified. I am not able to please Mahadeva. So there is something wrong with my approach. So that's what Upamanyu Maharshi was thinking. So like this is also again an attribute of a devotee. You know, a devotee doesn't think, okay, fine. I have been doing so much amount of penance, but Mahadeva has not been gratified. He has not been pleased. What kind of a personality he is? A devotee doesn't think like that. A devotee always thinks, okay, something is wrong with me, and that's why Mahadeva has not been pleased. That's the kimetaditi chintayan. Upamanyu Maharshi was thinking like that. And then when he thought like that, atapashyam kshanenaiva tamevaira vatam punaha hamsa kundendu sadrisham mrunalara jataprabham. With a twinkling of an eye, he saw, because the celestial elephant was there. So Indra's vigraha is the Airavata, the elephant. And Indra's wife is Indrani. Both of them came to Upamanyu Maharshi to grant boons to him. And he saw the Airavata, he saw the celestial elephant transforming itself into a bull. He was surprised completely. The elephant transformed itself into a bull as white as swan, as Hamsa Kundendu, as white as swan. Vrisharupa daram sakshat kshirodamiva sagaram krishna puccham mahakayam madupingala lochanam. It describes Nandishwara, it describes basically the bull. The bull is actually was having krishna puccham, the black tail, and then the mahakayam madupingala lochanam. It was having the eyes. Lochana means eyes, pinga means yellow. So it was having tawny eyes, like yellow eyes. And that of honey. And then its horns were hard and were adamantine. Vajra sara mayai shringai nishtapta kanaka prabaihi. The horns of that bull was gold, kanaka prabaihi, and it was hard as adamantine. Adamantine claws. Sharabeshwara used to have adamantine claws. So like that, the horns of that bull which he was seeing, the elephant transformed into a bull, and that the horns of the bull were adamantine. And then Nandishwara. So this is the description of Nandishwara, where actually he saw Nandi himself. And then tamasti tascha bhagavan devadevak sahomaya ashobata mahadevak paurnamasyami vodurat tasya tejo bhavo vanhi samegastanayittuman sagasramiva suryanam sarvama purya dishtitaha ishwarak sumahatejak sar samvartaka ivanalaha. So this is where he says, on the back of the animal, he was saying, he says, Upamanyu Maharshi says, he saw the illustrious Mahadeva, sakshat Mahadeva, devadeva, bhagavan. Sahomaya, saha umaya is sahomaya. We should know to split the words and then try to understand the meaning. So here it says devadeva sahomaya. So what does sahomaya mean? So you have to split that. Saha plus umaya, sahomaya. So he was there with parashakti, sakshat uma. Umaya saha devesha nandivahanamuchyate basmalepana sarvangam ekabilvam shivarpanam. He is eternally with Uma, Parashakti. Uma sahayam parameshwaram prabham trilochanam neelakantam prashantam himavadgiri kanyakaha saha ambikaya eshate rudrabhagaha He is eternally with Parashakti, that is Uma or Ambika, that Himavad Giri Kanyaka, he doesn't. He is eternally with her. And it is described that his energy is described here. The fire born of his energy resembled the effulgence, the lightning that flashes amid the clouds. So it was like, this is a very important point. I'll stay here for a while. Very, very important point to be noted here. So this description of Lord Shiva and Parashakti is also described in the Vedas. And that's how he experiences. So when he saw that Parashakti and Paramashiva on the bull, it was like the lightning that came in the midst of the clouds.
Nilato yada madhyastad vidyulleke vabasvara nivarashuka vattan vibitava asvatyanupama.
Supta Mahanarayana Upanishad says this. Nilato yada madhyastad vidyulleke vabasvara. When? So Parashakti is described as blue. She is sometimes described as blue or white or dark or green in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. The Matsya Puranam describes her that her complexion is compared to that of blue lotus. So when the blue lotus, when Parashakti, who has a blue lotus complexion, was seen with the white complexioned Paramashiva, how was it? It was like experiencing the lightning. The lightning is white in color. In the midst of the clouds. What is the color of the clouds? Blue in color. So it was like seeing the lightning in the midst of the clouds. And that's what it comes in the Mahanarayana Upanishad. Nilato yada madhyastad vidyulekeva vasvara nivara shukavattandi pitava asvatyanopama. And this is also told in the Linga Mahapuranam, first canto, 72nd chapter, 90th verse. When the demigods, when the devatas were worshipping Mahadeva, because Tripurasura was giving a lot of trouble, and they were chanting intensely Shatarudriyam for getting boons from Mahadeva, for having the Mahadeva darshanam and then requesting him to kill the Tripurasuras. So at that time also Parashakti and Paramashiva come in the bull, and then the Linga Puranam, first canto, 72nd chapter, 90th verse describes Ata vibhati vibhor vishadam vapur basita basitam ambikayat saha Sitamiva brahmaho iha vidyuta nabasi devapate parameshtinaha. It is just like when Parashakti and Paramashiva are there, when the blue complexioned Parashakti is with the white complexioned Paramashiva on the bull, it is like seeing the lightning, the white lightning in the midst of the clouds.
Nilato yada madhyastad vidyulleke vabasvara.
This line should be remembered. This comes in the Upanishads. Nilato yada madhyastad vidyulleke vabasvara. Nilato yada madhyastad. In the midst of the clouds. Vidyulleke vabasvara. The lightning. So that is how Parashakti and Paramashiva are present in the heart. And he was experiencing that Parashakti and Paramashiva, who is the Antaryami of everybody, in front of him. That's what Upamanyu Maharshi. So this Upanishad, so where Narayana is the meditator, Dhyata means actually the meditator, and Dhyaya means the meditated. So he is meditating on Parashakti and Paramashiva. So first it describes, initially it glorifies the divine attributes of that Parashakti and Paramashiva. So Narayana is meditating on that Parashakti and Paramashiva, and it goes on to describe the heart of Narayana. Tasya hridayam bhojamadye padmakosha pratikashakam hridayam chapyato mukam. He is present in the heart of all the living entities, and including the hearts of Brahma and Narayana. Ado nishtya vidasyante nabhyam uparitishtati. Nishtya means the larynx, that is the neck. Nishtya vidasyante nabhyam uparitishtati. Above the navel, below the neck and above the navel. He is present below the neck and above the navel. How is he present? Jwalamala kulambati vishvasyayatanam mahat. Jwalamala. He appeared as Jwalagni, Agni Stambha, to crush the ego of Brahma and Narayana. Jwalagni, Agni Stambham, the effulgence that was coming out of the Agni Stambha was not, Brahma and Narayana were not able to withstand that. So he is present in that way inside the heart. Inside the heart, he is also present inside the heart of all the living entities. Hrida. So it is describing, the heart of Narayana is described. Jwalamala, santatakam shilavistu lambatya kosha sannipam. And then tasya magye vanhishika aniyo ordva vyavastitaha. So in the middle of that flame, that's how the middle, in that middle of the flame, it's described. So initially the arupatva, the arupa aspect, the sarvatvam of Mahadeva is described initially. And then within that jyoti, within that ananta jyoti, Mahadeva is present with a divine form. That's what it says. Nilato yada madhyastat vidyullekeva bhasvara. In the, it's like when experiencing Parashakti and Paramashiva, it is like seeing the lightning, the white lightning in the midst of the blue clouds. Nivarashukavattandi pitava asvatyanopama tasya ashikaya madhye paramaatma vyavastitaha. Paramatma. The supreme soul resides there within the middle of the flame. Sabrahma sashivasaharisendra soksharak paramak swarat. He is swarat, independent. It's completely independent. He is the creator of Brahma, Narayana, Rudra and Indra. And who is that personality? How is he described? Hridagam satyam param brahma purusham krishna pingalam urdvaretam virupaksham vishvarupam namamyaham. He is righteousness personified. He is truth personified, and then Param Brahma, he is the supreme, Paratparam, Brahma means the supreme absolute truth. Krishna Pingalam, very specific epithet used for Lord Shiva in the Puranas and everywhere, Basma Jabala Upanishad, Brihat Jabala Upanishad, everywhere it is used. Urdhvaretam, again a specific epithet used for Lord Shiva. Virupaksham, he is three-eyed. Sa Bahyabhyantarakshuchihi. By just yaksmared by virupaksham sa bahyabhyantarakshuchihi karanagamam, 3rd chapter 12th verse, by meditating on that virupaksha, the three-eyed Mahadeva, one gets cleaned of all the sins. Virupaksham vishvarupayavai namo namaha. Virupebhyo vishvarupebhyascha vo namo namo mahadhyahakshullakebhyascha vo namo namo ratibhyo ratebhyascha vo namo namo. Rudram says, Virupebhyo, Vishwarupebhyo, these names are specifically Mahadeva. So initially that Anantatva is described, that infiniteness of Mahadeva is described, and then he is glorified with a beautiful form, divine form. That's why until one meditates on the form of Mahadeva, one will not get Purna Jnana. We see that in the story of Vishnu applying the Basma, and he meditates on a Jyoti, and then he is not able to, he doesn't attain the Purna Jnana. Mahadeva says, you have not attained the true knowledge. You have not attained the complete knowledge, O Vishnu. So do Basma Snanam and apply Basma. And do Basma Snanam, bathe with the Basma and eat the Basma. And then he meditates in his heart. And then he sees the divine form of Mahadeva. And then he falls at his feet. Sharanam. Namastestu, namastestu. Nashaktyam basmano jane prabhavam va kutastava. Namastestu, namastestu. Twameva sharanam gataha. I surrender to you. When I cannot even understand the glories of the sacred ash, how can I even understand your glories, O Mahadeva? So namastestu, namastestu. So I surrender to you. I offer obeisances to you. Twameva sharanam gataha. I surrender to you, O Mahadeva. And then Kaivalya Upanishad. Kritpundarikam virajam vishuddham vichintyamagye vishadam vishokam achintyam avyaktam anantarupam. Initially, the personality who is described as infinite is described. So in the infiniteness of that supreme reality is described. And then it goes on to say, who is that personality, who is that infinite, who is infinite and who is ananta? Uma sahayam parameshwaram prabhum. Mahadeva is that personality who is infinite. We cannot claim, Brahma cannot claim, Vishnu cannot claim infiniteness. So that's how we have to, that's how this should be understood. So that I wanted to go in detail because there is a Vedantic import. So when describing the lightning, we see the lightning. We cannot, of course, we don't see the lightning with the eyes, but the lightning is white in color that comes in the midst of the clouds. And that is how Upamanyu Maharshi experiences. It's like actually when seeing Parashakti and Paramashiva in front of me, oh Krishna, it was like seeing the white lightning in the midst of the blue clouds, oh Krishna, because he is sharing this with Krishna. And that is what is told. Nilato yata madhyastat vidyullekeva bhasvara nivarashokavattandi pitava asvatyanopama. Narayana meditates in his kritaya on Parashakti and Paramashiva.